I want to share something on the little book. The little book in the book of Revelation, chapter 10. These are things we've shared before, but I feel my heart is led to go back to see this little book once more. Like we know, the little book has been mentioned again and again throughout the Bible. It was mentioned in the book of Daniel. Daniel is actually a book of prophecies, very much like the book of Revelations. Mm-hmm. When we see Daniel, we can only just marvel at how God's spirit is one. Because Daniel was seeing something that John the Apostle will see many years after the coming of Christ. Mm-hmm. He saw everything in visions, in night visions, mm-hmm. praise God. Mm-hmm. And there's something particular, a book that was sealed. And Daniel didn't have access to see that book, to see what was written. You see, but it is written that in the latter days that book shall be opened. Then the eyes of men shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now, when we talk of knowledge, knowledge is not head knowledge. Knowledge is not literal knowledge like we know in this world. Knowledge, we're talking of awareness of God, awareness of the one that fills all in all. That's what the Bible talks of knowledge. Knowledge, at times we make the mistake to think that knowledge is going to Bible school. Knowledge is heaping scripture upon scripture. You see, you might not know these scriptures, but if you have the knowledge of God, praise God, you can't but help to be, you are swallowed up into that knowledge. When you have that knowledge, you see it, and you now, it's like a pool, a stream, you flow into it, and you are lost forever. Even, you remember the book of Ezekiel saw in a vision a stream flowing out of the inner temple, the holies of holies, and the stream initially started from the feet, and it went up and up and up and up and up and up and up, and you know, before you knew it, that stream carried him away. He was swept off his feet. Praise God. And that stream, mighty stream, wherever it went, it healed dead plants and dead lands. Everything was healed wherever the river went. It's the spirit of life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you see that when knowledge increases, we're talking of conscious knowledge of God, awareness of God. Hallelujah. That's what it means. So when the book is open, because this book has been sealed in the heart of man, it has been sealed all along. Right from the day man went to sleep, his book was sealed. It's like a scroll.
Okay.
We are like, you know, we are like books. The Bible talks about living episodes. We are all books. You see, but right now, some people's books are being unsealed. Those who allow the lamp, the inner man, the lamp within, to unseal the scroll where you have the seven seals, can now begin to be living episodes. They begin to, when the books are open, what you begin to reveal God to humanity.
Amen.
See, but this is not possible when the books are sealed. Hallelujah. And that's why you can see before the white throne judgment, the Bible speaks about books that were opened. Praise God. In the past, we thought that this was somewhere a desk, a kind of physical something in the sky, where there was a big man sitting on a chair and, you know, books are open, you know. But normally, what God is saying is that as people hear this voice, books are opened. Your book is opened.
Okay.
Praise God. And you are judged out of everything that is in here.
Okay.
But we're now looking at it in another sense, yeah, because we are seeing that the secret of life has all along been hidden in man. Let us not make mistake. Everything that we need is already present in us. We lack nothing at all. In our true states, we are perfect. It says that we are perfect in Christ. In Christ, we are what? Complete. We are complete. You know the mistake Adam made? Adam tried to be like God. He tried to be something that he was already. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He tried to be something that he was already. He failed to realize that he was already complete in God. He was already living and having a life in God. Adam was actually in that, among that, you know, that voice that we heard walking in the garden. Adam was actually fellowshipping in alignment with that voice. That voice is actually an invisible body of multitude, my rights of saints, declaring I am that I am. Adam was in that fellowship, but you see, he slept out of it, and suddenly he knew he wants to be like God. He wants to be like something that he perceives from without. And all along, man has perceived God as something that is without, something that is apart from him. See, but you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Praise God. He has come to give us an understanding. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ sent the disciples out, he made, you know, and they came back rejoicing that, look, all the serpents and the scorpions and the demons, you know, they submit to us. Jesus Christ was happy and told them that they should not rejoice at that. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. Of course, your names are written in heaven when you become aware of it. You can only be absent of the reality for a moment. Praise God. But when you are waking, you're automatically there. It's talking about your being in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So what happens is that Jesus Christ rejoiced and asked, Father, thank you, because you have hidden this thing from the wise and prudent, and you have revealed it to babes. He says, nobody knows the Father except the Son, and nobody knows the Son except the Father. So you can see that the gospel that Jesus Christ brought came to reveal the mystery of the Father and the Son. In fact, the Son is actually the manifestation of the Father on the earth. The Son is actually God manifesting in this flesh form. That is the Son. Praise God. So when this is the greatest mystery, it says nobody knows the secret of the Father and the Son except it is revealed to him. This is the gospel comes to reveal this mystery. Praise God. There's no such thing that all the concepts we had of God and all, they're all just in our imaginations. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are growing into a new reality now. Hallelujah. Let's quickly go to hit the point. Revelation chapter 10. Yeah. And I saw a mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. His face was as it were the sun, and his feet as what? Pillars of fire. Mm-hmm. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right hand upon the sea and the left foot upon the earth. Praise God. And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared. Hallelujah. And when he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Mm-hmm. And when the seven thunders, you know, had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angels which I saw stand on the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever, who created heaven, the things that are there, that therein are, the earth, the things that are therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, what? The prophets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And a voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is opened in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall in thy mouth it shall be sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it became It was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples, nations, and tongues, and kings. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, when you are hearing this message, you know you are eating that little book. Praise God.
Yes.
You are eating that little book. And when you eat this little book, you see, it's sweet in the mouth. You see, but why is it bitter in the belly?
I want to know.
See, what is this belly? The belly actually points to that, you know, human aspect. The things that mind, that are, how do I be connected? Connected to the terrestrial. Because as you eat this thing, you will discover that you are going to lose out on this, on the things of this earth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
As you eat this little book in the hands of the angel, you see it, all your earthly lust, earthly cares, and all these things, that desire will be killed in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, there's something here. That angel is a body of people. The Bible is a very funny thing.
Okay.
The angel is the spirit of God. The angel is a body of people. You can appear as an angel when you are aligned with the purpose of God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply Christ, God manifesting himself as a servant. Praise God.
Okay.
And announcing the glad tidings. So this angel descends from heaven. Remember the famous rapture thing?
Yes, 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 yes.
You see, this is that same archangel.
Okay.
You see, it's descends from heaven.
Okay.
Then gives the shout. You remember
yes,
the
yes,
shout
yes.
of the archangel.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes.
And you notice that he puts the legs, one leg on the sea and one leg on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
These refer to realms.
Okay.
Amen. They refer to what? To realms. See, you have the realm of hell and death. Normally, when the angel comes to preach, you heard of the everlasting gospel? When he preaches to the inhabitants of the earth, those who dwell on the earth and those who dwell in the sea. See, the sea and the sea, it talks of the abyss, talks of the place where people sink into, where there is no knowledge of God.
Okay.
Remember the story of Noah?
Yes.
Noah is something that is happening. The story of Noah is happening every day. People are sinking.
The repetitive
things. They are sinking into the... Either some people are ascending. Some people are ascending up the mountain into life. Into that one life.
Mm.
But there are some people who are sinking into ignorance. We know you are sinking because you are married to mortality. Jesus Christ says in that day they were marrying and giving themselves into marriage. Now marriage in this sense that they were marrying, giving themselves unto mortality. They were, you know the sons of God. You see, the Bible is a very deep thing. The Bible says in time of Noah, the sons of God looked down on the daughters of men and they married them. You see, he speaks about the spiritual man conforming himself to the natural.
Okay.
I know in that sense it speaks of fornication. When the Bible speaks of fornication, fornication is actually when you walk in the flesh, you're actually committing fornication.
Yes.
See, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. The Bible says it clearly that don't you know that you are the temple of God?
Mm-hmm.
Paul says that don't you know that to be joined, he that walks in the flesh is joined, is one flesh with the harlot?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, James said that don't you know that friendship with the world is adultery, is fornication? Now the world is this, we're talking of this outer world. Those who decide to unite with this world, it's something that is continuous. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The deceit that you are mortal is a continuous delusion. And you see, people dig in and in and continue in the illusion until you are no more, until you die off. Praise God. But some people like Noah are ascending at the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the angel descends from heaven, puts one leg on the sea. You can notice the legs are pillars of fire, one on the sea and one on the earth. That fire there is actually there to burn off anything that is dead, anything that has got to do with, you know, the fire goes there to burn off anything that is burnable.
Mm-hmm.
He talks of the shaft. He talks of the chains. He goes there to destroy. You know, God actually comes to destroy death. The last enemy to be destroyed is what?
Is death.
Death. Death itself is not man. God does not destroy man. But God destroys the thing that destroys man. Praise God. So our concepts over the years of God coming to get us, or God is looking for how you get men and all that, are all, you know, false concepts that we all learned when we were in the dark.
Yeah.
But today we are seeing a God of love trying to gather his people unto himself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we are now seeing, as the message is being sounded, there is judgment upon the earth. Praise God. Everything that is contrary to truth is being judged by the fire of God. The fire of God dissolves it. And no man can run away from this thing. See, some people, we've met them over the years, they pretend as if they don't understand. They pretend. Some of them know what you are preaching, but, you know, they pretend. See, and after rolling on their beds for years, they come back.
Amen.
I mean, I'll probably give a testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we move on here. And you see that this, the Bible says that the angel gave out seven thunders, uttered seven thunders, which are actually the mysteries of the kingdom. Actually, a language in light. You know, light is truth. You discover that all you need to do is to tell the truth. See, these are the seven thunders. You know, light, if you look at the spectrum, the principal colors of light, it's actually seven. If you look through the Bible, you have seven angels, seven churches, seven this, seven that. It's actually speaking about a light body. See, if you pass through, if you pass light, for instance, have you seen the rainbow?
Yes. Right there.
It's the light that passes through the crystals.
Yeah.
The crystals of the cloud, water cloud, that form that rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually one color. It's actually light.
Yeah.
When you see at the end of the day, you see Noah on the mountaintop and a cloud over Noah. All these are symbols that Noah had attained to the light. He had come to the place.
Okay.
To perfection, he had come to the church of the firstborn in heavens, in celestial places. So you see, seven is actually is just a language of truth.
Okay.
Seven trumpets is one language, is a language of truth. See, it's the voice of the Spirit, and the voice of the Spirit declares the heart of God. It declares the mind of God.
Mm.
Praise God! All you need to do is to just declare the things of the Spirit. Speak it. That's all. That word brings healing to many. Even the ones that seem to rebel at that point in time, that same word will fetch them out of where they are, eventually.
Amen.
It will always win.
Amen.
Even if it takes 1,000 years.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Like a friend of mine would say, well, I wouldn't want to be waiting 1,000 years for my redemption. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I would rather go in now.
Amen.
Than to wait for a 1,000 years,
Amen.
You know, of hell, of wandering in the wilderness. You know, I leave my body and I now begin to possess the bodies of others, like a demon and all that kind of stuff. You know, Amen. So we move on.
Okay.
So it says that the angel was ordered to seal up this thing. Now, these things are spontaneous. In reality, it only shows how these things have been hidden from us
okay.
in the transgression.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And of course, it is hidden. You know, have you heard of, because they love not the truth, he gives them the lie.
Yes.
At times, it's good when you hear the truth to proceed in the truth, to hold on, you know, to that truth and walk in that truth. Praise God. Because I was discussing with somebody the other day about the story of Lot, the wife. She turned around and she turned to a pillar of salt. Now, you know, when you turn back, it's like transgression. You're not following the Spirit. You're not allowing the Spirit to lead you up into the high mountain. You know, the charge of the angels to Lot was flee to the high mountains. That was what the angel told him. Jesus Christ came on later and said, when you see the abomination of desolation, flee to the high mountains. The same thing the angel said. You see, he's talking about, you know, moving up to Zion, going higher into God's realm. Amen?
Amen.
Going higher into the spirit. It's all consciousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Every man must ascend Mount Zion. In the book of Isaiah, it says that the ones, any man that refuses to ascend to Zion, you know, it speaks about the, you know, how he will, corruption will feed on him. In the book of Isaiah, how that the eyes, you know, maggots will come out of the eyes. How the eyes will be darkened and how the sword in his hand, you know. All this is in Isaiah. God admonishes that every man should, this is the call of God to everybody, to ascend to Mount Zion. Ascend back to the place of life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Paul says that we are careful to obey. We admonish people to obey the gospel. Say it. We educate people. We speak to people. We try to convince people to obey the gospel.
Okay.
Praise God. Because the consequence of not obeying the gospel is death. Hallelujah. Amen. It's death. It's continuous sensation of separation from God.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So, let us examine. I want us to understand what is this mystery of God. Because it says that in the days of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, the mystery of God shall be finished. Mm-hmm. That means God is no longer a mystery. Hallelujah. You know, some people out there invited me the other day. They call it the Brahamites.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that he was the seventh angel. This man they call Braham is
okay.
Braham.
Okay.
He was very, very powerful prophet.
Okay.
Yes, but people, you know, he was so powerful that people were convinced that this was the seventh angel.
Mm.
You see, but reality is not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's a body of people. Even Paul participated in that body.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus participated in that body. See, Peter and everybody that can lay hold on this mystery can sound the trumpet as that seventh angel.
Okay.
Praise God. Because first of all, you are gathered into the body. And when you are gathered into that body, now you now gather others into that same body.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So, you see, the message is already going forth. If you have ears to hear, I've always told people, don't look out for any kind of signs. Just discern what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. Discern. Mind how you hear. Now, you can see how he repeats it again. Mind how you hear. Mind how you hear. He repeats it again and again. Because, you see, at times we're very insensitive. The worries of life, the problems around us, the pressures of life. At times we are mesmerized. See it? So at times we forget to actually listen to that voice. And to know that that voice is actually drawing us to the only thing that exists, to the real thing. Because the outer world it has got no meaning without that hidden life behind it. The Spirit is pointing everything, because the safety, security, eternal security and safety and prosperity is in our discovering life in the Spirit, which is the life of God.
Amen.
So that Spirit is drawing man back. But people are all carried away. How to make money, how to get a husband, how to get families, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See it. And many, many things distract us as men. Many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we must exercise ourselves to hear what the messenger is saying this hour. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because in reality, when you begin to hear the messenger speak, the mystery of God is finished. You begin to understand what the gospel is. The gospel is not about, you know, receive Jesus Christ and you go to heaven and you go to heaven and you wouldn't go to hell. It's not about, you know, a gospel of morality like we thought it was. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a gospel that, you know, how do I put it? Induces us into another system of religion. It's rather a gospel that reveals the mystery of the Father. Because God has become a mystery to every man that has ever lived. Jesus Christ says, the world does not know you. Say, Father, the world does not know you. The world has not known you. But I have known you. And I have declared your name unto these ones. And he says that this is eternal life. That they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. You cannot know God without knowing Jesus Christ, the mystery of Jesus Christ. People think that when it means, oh, that you must have probably read about Jesus, a historical Jesus, of somebody, somewhere in the galaxies, sitting on a chair watching you and all that. No. See it. These are spiritual communications that cannot be understood by the natural mind. Jesus Christ says that nobody knows what? Except the Son. Eternal life is knowing you, Father, and knowing Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Knowing the mystery of Christ. It is together. You cannot know God without knowing the mystery of Christ. Knowing the mystery of Christ is knowing yourself. That is eternal life. Eternal life is not about, living forever in this world. Eternal life is not about, eternal life is the life of God. That's eternity. That's God's life. Hallelujah. God inhabits eternity. Eternal life. And he has given us that eternal life. That life is only with the Father. He said, only him has eternal life. Only him has immortality. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he has given us that eternal life. He said, this is the promise of the Father. That he has given us eternal life. He says, continue in the mystery of the Son.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue in the Son and in the Father and in the Son, if you continue in the Father and the Son, you will have eternal life. You continue in the mystery of the Son. Yeah, you are the Son.
Mm-hmm.
You are the beloved Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The Christ within you is the only thing, is the gateway into God's realm. The Christ within is all buried over. This is the greatest mystery. People have traveled, across the globe in search of intelligence, in search of light, in search of healing, in search of, but all along it has been there, they never knew. The mystery of God is finished when you begin to know that you are actually one with God. You are God appearing as a man. Hallelujah. Many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen ones are those who choose to recognize this mystery in the days of their flesh. These are the Joseph company. We always talked about Joseph company. Joseph actually became the bread of life. Praise God. Everybody had to go to Joseph to live. See it. Joseph was exalted to the Father's realm. He was sitting on the throne. The throne is the throne of God. Praise God. Because Joseph had the Bible says that everything that the king had, the king in his sense was God, Joseph had. If you saw Joseph, you are seeing actually the king. And everybody had to bow to Joseph. He became a life giver. He became the bread of life. Praise God. And this is the same destiny for those who have the vision today. These are the ones that go ahead of their brethren. Even Jesus went ahead of his brethren. You know that? Jesus Christ told the disciples, I go to where I go, you cannot come now. But later, you will come. Praise God.
Amen.
So at times, when you go through lonely situations, there's no need to get worried or, hallelujah. At times it's turbulent, but this word will come to remind you and enforce you. Praise God.
Amen.
See, you are looked on as a dreamer. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A dreamer. Joseph was a dreamer.
That dreamer.
He was a dreamer and his dreams were very offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think you are? Praise God. And now I've heard messages where I've heard people in town where people say things like, that he preaches that we are God. Praise God. You see, the tone. You see, when you understand the spirit with which we preach, it is the spirit with which you preach that matters. See, we never said that I, apart from you, am God.
No.
I've always said that we are all in God. We are all a manifestation of God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And we are brethren in that body. Just like your blood cells and your body organs, they are all interwoven, they are all brothers and sisters functioning and cooperating together.
The same body.
In the same body. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the mystery of God is abolished. The veil has been torn forever. Praise God. The two shall be one. No more a God and man, God in the sky. You are actually a manifestation of God here upon the earth. Praise God. But somebody said that Jesus Christ says, I go to the Father. I go to the Father is an ascension into the higher consciousness he left when he descended into the world as a man. Jesus Christ took up the form of sinful man. He became like his brethren. He became lowered. He became lower than angels. He tasted of life lower than angels, lower than the sons of God, lower than the stars of heaven. He tasted of the lowly life of men. He was tempted like us. He never felt like us. He had the same things like us. Praise God. But he allowed the Spirit lead him back to his place. Praise God. And that is, he allowed the trumpet sound in his ears. Hallelujah. And he understood the mystery of God. Praise God. He says that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you have seen me, you have what? You have seen God manifest in the flesh. And that is the work of the saints, to reveal this mystery. You are the light of the world. Your work is to reveal this mystery to humanity. Of course, you don't go out to the street and tell people that you are God. If you do that, I can assure you that they'll be interceding for you all night. Praise God. And I'm sure nobody will ever come to your church anymore or to your services anymore. Praise God. The moment you begin to declare such things, already they begin to say, you want to make yourself, who are you? Now, people think that Jesus Christ was some kind of saint with wings and all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you, if Jesus Christ was so perfect, probably his brothers would have given him a chance. Probably his brothers would have given him a chance if he was so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You got what? But they saw him as every other regular guy. You see, our concepts of sin, our concepts of all these things, is not what God thinks, eh? Hallelujah. Praise God. You can only sin against yourself. And you know how you sin against yourself? By deviating from yourself. Praise God. That is the sin. But when you turn back to yourself, hallelujah, everything is put under subjection. You see, when you turn away from yourself, the devil appears. You know, we gave the parable of the sower.
Yeah.
After a man planted something in the field and he went to sleep, it was while he was asleep that the devil came. That's when your human self came. That's the devil. Praise God.
Yeah.
When you are asleep, the devil appears.
Okay.
The brood of vipers and the mark of the one marked with the nature of the beast. That's the devil. That's the one that comes and, you know, sows the false seed and everything and destroys the garden. Very destructive thing. You see? But when the one who sows awakes, he gathers the lies. He gathers everything and burns it off. The truth, you are awakening, we burn off all the lies.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So these are the things to meditate on daily. He said, don't you know that you are God's? I shared with the sister in Lekoe, don't you know you are God's? You are offsprings of the Most High. But you die, you suffer, you perish like men because of your ignorance. So we take time and Meditate on this mystery in prayers. Praise God.
Amen.
Meditate on this mystery in prayers. And, you know, as we go on in this life, we try to walk in a way that we don't get too much, get entangled with the affairs of this world. But rather be focused on the things of the Spirit. Paul says, let your mind the things of the Spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, the mind the things, it means the mind of things of God, the real thing. The things of the Spirit, say things of God. Say, let your treasure be what? In heavenly places, where your reward is. In, you know, and he says that there is one who is in heaven, that's the Father. That's where your reward is. Mind, that is where your sowing and your reaping and your walking and everything should be, in that realm. Everybody has to exercise himself once more to walk in that realm of the Spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Letting go of the past. That's what Paul says. He said, letting go of what?
The past.
And looking forward to that high calling upon the mountain of Zion. Letting go of the old thing. Let all things are what passed away.
Amen.
We try to go back to solve things. It's a trick of the devil. Praise God.
Amen.
You try to go back to solve family friends. Try to solve, you know, things and all these things in humanity. There's no need for that. Praise God.
Amen.
All you need to do is to ascend. Praise God. And they will see you. They will see and be saved, be converted in Jesus. But don't waste your time trying to go. We don't need to go back to try to solve any problem, solve things in church, solve anything. Amen. Because it's all in the Spirit. It's all an illusion. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, when he that is on the housetop should not what? Come down. Don't come down to take, leave it, let it go. Let it go. Praise God. We're still trying to solve problems in this world and it is not meant to be solved. Jesus Christ didn't come to save the world. In fact, it's written, even when, look at the pattern in which God saved all the people of God, he only just come to take people away out of it. He doesn't come there to repair anything. You cannot repair what is in life. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You are trying to solve a problem with the problem. There's nothing, there's no cure for humanity. Amen. If you like, make all your peace moves and all your whatever, try all, it will not work.
Jesus.
Mortality is mortality. That which is perishable is what? Is perishable. So today we are seeing the real thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God has unveiled with this trumpet the mystery of God appearing as you. He's the Lord in the midst of you. You know what the Bible says? He shall dwell what? Amongst you. We're talking of the Spirit, you know, inhabiting his people. Praise God. It's the people that have awoken to that consciousness of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, when Paul says, when you handle a brother or a sister, do it as unto the Lord. You see, people think that it is unto the Lord. In plain language, it is what? Unto the Lord. When Jesus Christ washed the feet of the disciples, he told them they can't understand that now. Why? Because he was seeing God. Amen. He was seeing God. Hallelujah. So we must wash our eyes. This is our work. He that has this hope purifies himself.
Amen.
Amen. You purify yourself by exercising yourself in godliness. Mm-hmm. Exercising yourself in godliness is walking as Him. Walking as God. Putting back your true, incorruptible, immortal nature. Because you are the creator. You cannot be bound by lusts. You cannot be bound by the weakness of the flesh. Because before the flesh was, you are. You can't be bound by the beggarly elements of this world because they came out of you. We must ascend back to that state of Almighty God. Amen. When he says Almighty God, it means that he has overcome all fears.
Amen.
Every man must ascend back, be acquainted with the Almighty, like Job says. Be acquainted with the Almighty. Because that is our life. Praise God. So we thank God the veil has been removed. That covering over the face destroyed forever.
Amen.
And there's nothing, once you've heard these things, there's no way you're standing forever before the throne of God. I've been standing before God's throne for over 20 years now. We try to hide. You know, in the book of Revelations, it says people try to hide, saying that the rock should fall on them and they want to hide from the presence. We tried it for years, it didn't work. Amen. It didn't work. Because when you go, when you make, you hide somewhere in the pit.
You have been there.
Yes. Exactly. Have you been to a nightclub and somebody comes to prophesy you inside the club? Where can you hide? Hallelujah. It's everywhere. The psalmist says that, where shall I go from your spirit? If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I take the wings of the bed and fly away, you are there. Even your hands will guard me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
God. We bless you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that has this hope purifies himself. Hallelujah. Purify yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Walk in this reality today. Walk as him. You are not born. Before time was, you are. Before Abraham was, you are. You've been there among the clouds of heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let every man awake. Awake from the dust. Awake from the dust and stand in your portion. Do thou that sleepeth in the dust, fulfill the vision of Daniel and awake from the dust and shine like the morning star that you are. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.